This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news. The headlines first. 11th National Convention of the CPN-UML begins in Bhaktapur. Election Commission allocates election symbols to political parties under the proportional representation system for House of Representatives elections scheduled for the 5th of March 2026. Cambodia and Thailand continue fighting despite calls for ceasefire from across the world. And Nepal Premier League final today, last year runner-up Sudarpashchim Royals facing first-time finalist Lumbini Lions. Prime Minister Sushila Karki gives her best wishes. Now the news in detail. The 11th National Convention of the CPN-UML has begun today in Salaghari, Bhaktapur. As the party has already settled its policy agenda through a statutory general convention, the three-day gathering that started today and will continue till Monday will mainly focus on electing the party's new leadership. The UML yesterday stated that all preparations for the convention had been completed. The convention is being held a year ahead of the schedule amid growing pressure for leadership change following the Gen Z movement of September 8 and 9, which led to the collapse of the coalition government headed by UML chairperson KP Sharma Oli. Both chairperson Oli and senior vice chairperson Ishwar Pokhrel have formally announced their candidacies for the top post. Meanwhile, former President Bidyadevi Bhandari has extended best wishes to all delegates arriving in Kathmandu from across the country to attend the 11th National Convention of the CPN-UML. In her message, former President Bhandari expressed confidence that the party's supreme body would strengthen democratic dialogue, healthy competition and cooperation within the UML while producing capable leadership grounded in the principles of people's multi-party democracy. She also underscored the need for unity at a time of political fluidity to safeguard past achievements and make responsible, forward-looking decisions in the interest of the nation and the people. The Election Commission of Nepal has allocated election symbols to political parties under the proportional representation system for the House of Representatives member elections scheduled for the 5th of March 2026. According to Assistant Election Officer Yagya Prasad Bhattrai, applications for the participation in the proportional system were submitted over the 3 days, that is December 6th, 7th and 8th, 2025. Although 100 parties applied, some parties jointly applied for a single symbols, resulting in a total of 93 election symbols being finalized. Symbols have been assigned based on the proportional votes received in the 2022 House of Representatives election, with additional symbols allocated according to the registration order. Prime Minister Sushila Karki has shared a message extending best wishes to both Sudarpashchim Royals and Lumbini Lions on the occasion of the final of the Nepal Premier League being held today. In the message shared on her X handle, the Prime Minister said that the league has become a celebration that has united and inspired the entire country. She highlighted that the tournament has connected Nepalese across the nation and conveyed a powerful message to the world, transcending security concerns, that Nepal is peaceful, beautiful and capable. The match to be played at Thrivan University Cricket Ground in Kirtipur, Kathmandu, will start at 3:30 p.m. that is in about 1.5 hours. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Fighting between Thailand and Cambodian forces continued early today despite U.S. President Donald Trump saying that the two countries had agreed to a ceasefire. Thai Prime Minister Anutin Charnwirakul said that he told Trump a ceasefire would only be possible after Cambodia had withdrawn all its forces and removed landmines. He wrote on social media, "Thailand will continue to perform military actions until they feel no more harm and threats to their land and people," and that he wants to make it clear that actions this morning already spoke. Both sides reported continued bombing and artillery exchanges across the border on Saturday. Cambodia's defense ministry said that Thai fighter jets bombed hotel buildings and a bridge, while Thailand reported several civilians were injured in a Cambodian rocket attack. At least 21 people have died in renewed fighting and 700,000 have been evacuated on both sides. U.S. President Donald Trump's overseas envoy will travel to Germany this weekend to meet Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and European leaders for the latest round of high-level talks on ending the war. Steve Witkoff, who has been leading White House attempts to mediate between Ukraine and Russia, will discuss the latest version of proposed peace talks in Berlin. The Trump administration is pushing for a deal to be in place by Christmas and has held several rounds of talks with the Ukrainian and Russian representatives in recent weeks, though there has been a little sign a breakthrough is imminent. It has not yet been confirmed which European leaders will attend the Berlin talks. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be mainly fair across the country today. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. The 11th National Convention of the CPNUML begins in Bhaktapur. Election Commission allocates election symbols to political parties under the proportional representation system for the House of Representatives elections scheduled for the 5th of March 2026. Cambodia and Thailand continue fighting despite calls for ceasefire from across the world. And Nepal Premier League final today. Last year runner-up Sudurpashchim Royals facing first-time finalist Lumbini Lions. Prime Minister Sushila Karki gives her best wishes to both the finalists. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.